Throughout human history, snake oil salesmen have tried and succeeded at duping people with pseudoscientific nonsense. Phrenology, which used the shape and contour of your skull to predict your personality. Subliminal messages, supposed unconscious information, usually embedded in commercials. And even the ubiquitous polygraph test. They all fail in the face of strict scientific inquiry. They are simply not science, but they are very well dressed to look like science. Pseudoscience usually appears scientific on the surface, but in no way does it follow the stringent tests of the scientific method. In fact, pseudoscience is almost always overly simplistic and based on anecdotes. Although many pseudoscientific practices seem harmless on the surface, just the latest parlor trick, there's a danger in adopting these practices as legitimate science. One extreme and terrible example is called color therapy. Color therapy uses different color lights to cure a wide array of diseases. Basically, you lie on a table while different colored lights are shined onto your body. The color of the lights changes depending on the disorder, maybe yellow for pneumonia, blue for cancer, and red for digestive problems. Although compelling to some, the practice does not adhere to scientific standards, and many people have died because they've relied on this method instead of seeking professional medical care. So while it's fun to discuss how a Virgo and Pisces should probably never date, we must remember that pseudoscience is not subject to the same rigors of empirical evidence that real science is. For KMUW, I'm Joe Keebler.